USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
About 109 million Americans are expected to hit the roads and air between now and January 2nd. Travel experts saying the best time to travel is today after 7 p.m., while the worst time is between noon and 6 p.m. The worst days for travel will be from a couple of days after Christmas through New Year's Day. This as COVID cases continue to climb across the country. This airline traveler telling CNN she's doing the best she can to stay safe.
You can only do what you can do for yourself, you know. What everybody else is doing, you have no control over. So that's the scary part. Just, you know, want to go have fun and be safe and mask up.
At least four people are injured after a large explosion at an ExxonMobil refinery near Houston. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you this sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
The U.S. Supreme Court will take up disputes over the Biden administration's nationwide vaccine or testing COVID-19 mandate for large businesses.
While the country's highest court will review President Joe Biden's nationwide vaccine or test mandate for businesses with at least 100 employees, justices will also evaluate a separate vaccine requirement for healthcare workers. The court will hear oral arguments on January 7th in the two cases. The workplace mandate is currently in effect throughout the country, while the healthcare worker mandate is blocked in half of U.S. states. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The jury in Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial is taking a Christmas break. They'll start a fourth day of deliberations next Monday, while Maxwell spends her 60th birthday, which falls on Christmas, in a Manhattan jail cell. If convicted of all charges, Maxwell could be looking at 70 years in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The Pentagon, under President Biden, is laying out new policies for military personnel to root out what they consider extremism. The new policy lays out details on banned activities, which range from advocating terrorism or supporting the overthrow of the government, to fundraising or rallying on behalf of an extremist group, or liking or reposting extremist views on social media. Republican Congressman Tom Cotton of Arkansas says he's concerned about the vagueness of the new policy.
I do worry about what this Department of Defense, with Joe Biden as the commander-in-chief, might do to try to influence the opinions of conservatives in the military. At the same time, when you sign up for our military, you sign away some of your First Amendment rights. You sign up to defend the country. You don't sign up to become a TikTok influencer or a social media star.
President Biden has been in office almost a year, and his approval ratings now at a low of 41%, according to a new NPR poll. Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, appearing on Fox Business, explains where he thinks the president has dropped the ball so far.
Whether it was from executive orders, from closing the Keystone Pipeline, upsetting things up and down the scale by continuing to pump vast amounts of federal money into a system that could barely handle the money that they already had gotten in the previous year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.